Okay, let's take a moment to talk about Smoked Honey, which is the newest sponsor on this show and a bunch of shows here on the network. Smoked Honey, you guys have seen us talking about them since Skankfest. They're now sponsoring me for my fight as well. But they're also officially sponsoring this podcast, which is incredible because they get it. This company has been a fan of all of ours, all of these shows. Everyone that works over there listens to the podcast. So I love when we're able to build a relationship with a company that they're fans of ours, we're fans of theirs. There's no bullshit, okay? You guys can fucking order discount flowers and order your ties, your monthly ties, all you want from every one of these podcast sponsors. But this is a different thing because these guys legitimately support us and we legitimately support them because if you don't know what Smoked Honey is, it's fucking weed. It's weed. For those of you who are over the age of 21 only, everyone else, fucking tune out right now. If you're 17, 16, 20, get out of here. Turn off the show. Put your fingers in your ears. This is not for you. This is for adults who live in California specifically or who are visiting California, who'll be moving to California. Southern California is where you get Smoked Honey products. I want to tell you about Smoked Honey Liquid Gold. If you like herb, Smoked Honey's cartridges are a favorite amongst the Gas Digital team for a reason. Smoked Honey produces the highest quality distillate products. These are the best tasting and highest potency products available. They get you fucking high. This is the truth. You get baked. Greg, I know you were smoking Smoked Honey since Skankfest. You said Feeney hooked you up.
Off the hook.
Off the chain, off, doggy.
And I wouldn't say that. I'm not. No one's paying me.
No, they're not at all. No one. Literally no one. Yeah. Okay. But the reality is I was never even a big vape guy. I was like smoking Bud. And since Smoked Honey started sending me this stuff, I've become addicted. I like it more than the Bud.
I've become addicted.
Yes, I have. I've always been addicted to weed.
I've got a real problem.
Well, I know. Here's the truth. I'm addicted to weed.
Yeah.
But I can't smoke weed all the time, right? Mm. You can't smoke weed in the movie theater. If you see cops, you got to fucking hide it. Mm. You got to run away. Now I just take this thing. They don't know. No cop's going to come and fucking grab you and be like, oh, you're smoking a vape cartridge? I'm going to test that liquid in there. Right. Get the fuck out of here, okay?
Yeah.
It's amazing, okay? And the truth is they made their own strain, Louis J. Gomez strain, King Louis J.
Oh, wow.
So if you're in Southern California, go to a bunch of head shops, ask for Smoked Honey, request Smoked Honey at the head shops or the delivery services. Most of them are already carrying it, but try the King Louis J. brand, which is a hybrid between King Louis XIII and Super Jack. They made me my own fucking strain.
That's pretty great.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. You can smoke, and a little bit of my jizz is in every distillate cartridge. So you get to smoke my body. Body of Christ. So here's the deal. They also have darts, which is incredible. They have these incredible little darts. I wish I had one. I'll show it next time on the show. They're really cool. They look like needles. I was convincing everyone that you could inject weed and seeing how many people would let me inject them with weed at Skankfest. Way too many people let me. Yeah. They're like, yeah, dude, give it to me. I'm like, you're fucked, dude. Yeah. It's a fucking dart. You put it in a fucking thing, all right? Yeah. But no, you could dab. You can literally just shoot the dart right into a dab rig. You could put it into your mouth. You could put it on a cracker or a cookie.
I don't get what it is. It's just it's just an applicator.
Give me the fucking the dart, Shannon. It's in the drawer right now. Give me a dart. Let me show them what's going on.
I have a strain of weed named after me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's cocaine.
They're in the drawer down there, I believe. I want to show the dart to the.
I heard
everybody
everybody who comes on the podcast gets to go home with some free weed.
Do we have weed to give them? I think we can give you guys some.
Yeah. I don't need any.
Well, I'll just take yours.
Do you have a dab dart? Look at this. Here, thank you. So these are the fucking dab darts, right?
Oh, that's fun.
So you take this, right, and then you literally just fucking squeeze out the weed goop onto a thing or to a cracker. You put it directly in your mouth. Get you fucked up. It's incredible.
That's
guys.
Fun.
Okay. So here's the way it works. Okay. If you are in California, once again, pick up some Smoked Honey. They're hands down the best concentrates available. Support them because they support us. If you're smoking weed anyway, just choose Smoked Honey. Simple as that. Okay. And if you don't like it, I'm telling you, if you don't like Smoked Honey, there's something wrong with you. You need to stop listening to this. Okay. You're not in my fucking life. It's crazy. All right. Let's get back into the show.
One more thing. From Monday's episode, I just need a quick cold open plugging Smoked Honey. Just a quick one.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
We're doing a cold open?
From Monday's episode, it's just like the ad has to be like a pre-roll. So just like a cold open
pre-roll.
And a pre-roll for Smoked Honey for Monday.
Today's episode is brought to you by Smoked Honey. Smoked Honey has the best and highest quality premium distillate products on the market. If you're in California or plan on moving to California or visiting California, make sure you picked up some Smoked Honey. They have cartridges. They also have dab darts. So if you guys like to dab, this is the way to do it. Do it with Smoked Honey. They've been supporting the show, Skankfest, my fight, everything. We love Smoked Honey. We love them, and we appreciate everything they've done for the network. So make sure you pick up some Smoked Honey if you're in California. All right, let's get into the show.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Work Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Pump that shit. I can hear that shit in my fucking earpieces, dog.
There's no turning back now.
Oh shit, Wednesday, hump day, nigga. What's up?
This is what I am, Bill.
That's bad timing.
There's no way you have the rights to it. But I won't stop now. Real niggas, I can't stop
now. Brave hearts. Come on! What the fuck is up, bitches?
Ryan O'Neill, I know you're listening. You're obsessed with me. You're thinking about me. I'm thinking about you every morning, every night. We're going to be dancing in less than 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks until the big fight. Ryan O'Neill gets his ass beat. Zach D'Amico's out. It's all right. Hashtag of the day, Ryan O'Neill is bitch made. Shannon, put it up on the screen. Hashtag of the day, Ryan O'Neill is bitch made. Tweet it out. Tag Danish and O'Neill. Don't tag Ryan O'Neill because he doesn't have a Twitter because he is bitch made. Great show planned today. Two incredible guests in studio. Greg Stone returns to the show.
What up?
What's up, dog?
What up? I got a bunch of questions for you after we get started.
Okay. I like it. I like questions.
Yeah.
Very cool. Brendan Ayer joins the show.
I want to find someone that will take the other side of a bet. I want to put some money on you against Ryan O'Neill.
Well, so, you will.
So let's find somebody in L.A. who wants to put some money on Ryan O'Neill, because I wanna back you on this.
I appreciate that. Yeah. And Brendan knows, because Brendan also trains MMA. He's been training with specifically my coach. So he's coming at this from a different angle. He's coming at this from an angle as like, dude, I fucking know the beast that Luis J. Gomez is. And he doesn't even know Ryan O'Neill. He just knows what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah.
And the heat that I'm about to bring to the world. Mm. Okay. And he's like, you know what? I'm not betting against that. That's a smart move, Brendan.
Yeah, I have no doubt. I have no doubts. And I'm glad you took your sunglasses off, because I'll tell you a thing he does on our podcast.
What does he do?
He puts his sunglasses on and he takes a fucking nap.
Yeah, right
while
to
we're
sleep.
Recording. So don't let him get away with that horse.
It's kind of unique.
Yeah.
Nobody's doing that on podcasts. Nobody's sleeping.
It's a power move. It makes everyone else bring their game harder.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, man, Greg is just intense right now.
Yeah. Wake me up with your jokes, bitch. That's what I say. It's good. Great show planned today. The podcast they're talking about is the Rad Dude Cast. You guys can download that on iTunes.
We get cassettes.
Cassette tapes.
You gotta go to Sam Goody and pick up a bunch of cassettes.
They sell them at the back of their car at rap concerts. You gotta find them. But they're out there. That'd be kind of cool to actually release limited edition podcasts just on like CD or record. But the only way you can get this podcast is if you have the specific CD of this podcast.
We have one hidden in America. That
somewhere.
Everyone that
geocached.
That our fans have to find. That's literally, we've been giving hints.
Holy shit.
Through the past 200 episodes.
Ryan O'Neill is bitch made. Okay, because the I looks like another L. That's okay. I probably wouldn't have done the I is a capital I next to two lowercase L's. It's just a little bit confusing.
No. There's an extra L in there. Because I is in there. There we go.
No, that's Ryan O'Neill's bitch made. That's Ryan O'Neill is bitch made.
I see. Got it. Oh, I see what you did.
That's the way the hashtag should look right there, guys.
Give it here. Get me up to speed. Who's Ryan O'Neill?
I'm going to get you up to speed in just a second. Check out their podcast, Rad Dude Cast. Anything else to plug real quick before we get into this show?
August 31st, I'm recording my album at the Creek in the Cave.
What?
So please come out to that. I mean, you don't have to, but I'd love for you to come out to it. It's
come out.
Great.
Greg Stone is one of the funniest fucking comics in the world. Nobody thinks that.
Nobody will ever
literally
say it.
Literally, no one's ever said this before.
I will fucking go out on a limb here, and I will tell you right now, one of the funniest comics on the planet, Greg Stone.
Thanks, man.
I'll be in Myrtle Beach all next week. I don't know where, but I can't imagine they got more than one comedy club. So, you know, go to the comedy club in Myrtle Beach next week, and I'll be there. Right? How many comedy clubs do they have in Myrtle
How
Beach?
Many could they have?
Yeah. Well, find Brandon Air somewhere in Myrtle Beach. Yeah. I don't know what Myrtle Beach is. I was going to go to Myrtle Beach when I was in my first year of college. I was dating a senior in high school, and we planned a trip. And we were either going to Florida or Myrtle Beach. It was right between Fort Lauderdale and Myrtle. We went to Fort Lauderdale. Lead singer Coheed and Cambria was on that trip with us. Oh, Claudio nice. Sanchez.
Yeah. Claudio.
Oh, Claudio. Yeah. There we go. You know.
I know. You know. I know.
You know, dog.
You know. I know. No.
You know.
Yeah.
Brent Brandon Ayers on the show. First time, I believe, right?
Yeah, man. First time. Thank you for having me.
If you guys have ever met.
Yeah, we've met.
We met
really?
A few times.
Yeah,
and then he also trains with my MMA coach.
Well, I just found that out. But walking in here, I was like, Lewis could be a Brendan character. That's how little I've ever seen you guys together. That you could just be Supermaning. And, you know, you're all looking at me like I'm crazy.
I understand. No, I understand what you're saying.
Understand what you're saying, but it's a horrible fucking idea. Yeah,
that's not what he does on stage. That will not be happening August 31st at the Creaking Cave. He will be doing much more smart, intelligent humor. He really...
I've never seen you guys together.
I don't want to have my first appearance just be disagreeing with you, but I'd say that's pretty much exactly what to expect on
that's,
stage.
Okay,
from
that's
Greg.
True, actually. It's not that impressive.
You're not going to understand very much of what he says.
It's kind of abstract.
Fast.
It's very confusing, but it's funny. It's funny.
I thought you were my friend. I said, Lewis said, let's do the podcast. I said, I'll bring my best friend. It turned out I brought my worst enemy.
Yeah, fucked up.
Son of a bitch.
I want to plug really quick just a couple things. Keep on checking back. The website's going to go back up soon.
Oh, yeah.
Shannon, do me a favor. Make a note. I want you to contact that guy who owns my website. Get him that $29. He's selling me back my website for $29. I let it expire. It's somewhere. Shannon, I need you to make this your job today. This is producer Shannon, not fucking fuckface. You know, strip club Shannon, who you are every time that we go off air, okay? I need you to continue to be producer Shannon once we're off air.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Go to the Shannon cam, too. Show our guests the Shannon cam. I'm very impressed with it. Sometimes the guests don't know what we do
here. Love Shannon.
Well,
it's her real boobs.
What?
Me and Greg both heard the word strip club and immediately turned around.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Shannon's got she has a strip club type of motivation when she's not here. She's like, whatever, who knows? But then, you know, when we're on the show and when we're in studio, she's very good. But as soon as she fucking, you know, as soon as she leaves here, she disconnects and she's back to strip club Shannon. I'm trying to break that.
Clocked out, Shannon. You clocked out. You ain't on the clock. Get off the clock.
She's that's always on the about. Clock. That's the thing. If you're at Gas Digital, you're always on the clock.
I am always on the clock.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Yeah,
you
that's
get off
why
the clock.
This is the point that I'm making. You know that and you're still turning to strip club Shannon. So let's not. Yeah, I got some stuff coming up. I got a tour that I'm planning. I'm going everywhere, all over the fucking country. Look out for the dates. I will be posting the dates. I will tell you, before the end of August, I will have everything posted. We're going to be in Los Angeles. We're going to be in Boston. We're going to be in Chicago. We're going to be in Denver. We're going to be in fucking Chicago. I said Chicago already, right?
Yeah.
Seattle, San Diego. Mm. I mean, Luis J. Gomez World Tour is coming up. And then it all culminates December 2nd. I will be filming my first special. My first special, Luis J. Gomez Presents Luis J. Gomez, live from New York City, The Cutting Room here in New York City. Tickets will be going on sale probably a month out. So don't ask me about tickets right now, but just get fucking prepared. It's the last comedy special and comedy album. Greg, you're lucky you're getting yours out before me.
You mean it's the last? You're the last one ever?
No more.
You're doing the last. You're
once I
down?
Release what I'm releasing, people are going to go, okay, there's no reason for more comedy specials.
What are you going to do at the end? Are you going to eat a snake? Like, what is the big closer?
I'm doing a regular stand-up special, but I'm also going outside of the box a little bit.
I don't want a regular special from Lewis. I want you to end this thing with a knife fight.
Doggy, it's going to get weird. I promise you right now. This special will not get sold to Netflix.
Yeah.
It will not get sold to Comedy Central. There is zero fucking chance this is airing anywhere except for Gas Digital and YouTube. Probably somebody's fucking Vimeo page.
Yeah. I wanted to end in a hostage situation.
They're gonna steal it.
Got a gun to somebody's
just
head.
Like, did you hear about Lewis' special? Very funny. Also, he killed a guy.
Yes. I'm going to bring it to that level. You don't even know, guys. So also want to give a special shout out before we get into the show to Smoked Honey. Go to my Instagram, Shannon. Me and Smoked Honey have partnered up for my fight. They are officially my title sponsor for my fight. Smoked Honey is the shit. They make this incredible weed vape that it's just it's changed my life, because before you could only here's what happened, right? Mm-hmm. You'd roll a blunt, you'd go out into the fucking bowels of New York City, an alleyway, a rooftop, you would find a fucking park somewhere, you're looking over your shoulder, right? These are my fight shorts, by the way. They just sent me these.
Oh, those are nice.
Oh, those are nice.
Yeah, custom fight shorts. They're doing everything. Rash guard, t-shirts,
are you
workout
going,
shirt.
Like grappling length or like kickboxing length? Are they like longer, like just above
the
knee?
Yeah, the longer fight shorts. Yeah. Like regular fight shorts. I'm not wearing no fucking little undies.
I say 1987 hot boy style.
Just a thong. Yeah, so they've hooked me up, and they're taking care of everything. They're making it so I can fly out my fucking coaches. They're making it so we could all stay at a nice hotel. Smoked Honey is the shit, so make sure you guys support Smoked Honey. Go follow them on Instagram. And also, if you guys are in Southern California, make sure you pick up some Smoked Honey product, because... because it's delicious, and I can't train without it. That's the truth. I do train with it every day. Before I walk in and after I train, I smoke and get high.
When do you think that'll become okay for, like, for a UFC fighter? Because it's not a performance-enhancing drug. Like, at what point will they be like,
well,
okay, you could be sponsored for week by week?
In the sense that it's, I guess, you when you're getting in the cage, if you're high, you talked like the Diaz brothers, they talk about how, like, they get high and they roll, or a lot of jiu-jitsu guys will do it.
A lot of jiu-jitsu guys.
And they kind of zone out. And is that not... If they're admitting that it's enhancing their performance and it makes them perform better, then technically is it not a performance enhancing drug?
Well, I guess it is, but like then you could say like, well, what about coffee? You're allowed to drink coffee, and that might amp you up a little bit. It's like weed is not gonna. It's not making you stronger.
Right.
It's not making you.
Things recovery. That's the idea.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think it should. I
agree. I think it should be legal. I think it's stupid that it's not. Yeah. If you can drink, but you can't drink in competition. I believe.
True.
That if you go into a fight drunk, they're not going to let you fight.
Right.
I don't know if they test for it or how they would test for it. But the idea would be you're going to get hurt. You're under, it's an intoxicant. And for me, I smoke. I do have a cough button. I should have just used it. I went.
Pointing out the cough button to the host of the show?
Yeah, man.
It's incredible.
You have to make statements with Lewis. You have to come out. You have to act hard. Watch.
You do.
Yeah, or else he'll eat you.
No, he's right. You're right about that. You can't let me out alpha the whole situation, or I'll just talk the whole time.
All right.
You got to fucking, shut me down a little bit. When Zach's not here to shut me down once in a while, I depend on my guests to kind of put me in my place. So if I ever get too braggadocious or I ever start taking myself too seriously.
Like right now.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about?
Take me down a peg. Exactly. What am I doing here?
I said braggadocious.
Yeah. Hey, braggadocious. That's what I am.
Can we talk about the branding in this place?
Sure.
I'm loving the branding. You see, did you go in the bathroom?
Yeah, the bathroom's got the gas digital.
Gas digital everywhere.
They've got the phenomenal bidet.
The bidet, which I don't know how...
Listen.
It's
controversial, but I don't like a bidet.
Why? Yeah.
It's too much
slow
for
down.
Me.
Slow down.
I start, I start to get like, I'm like, is this sexual? Am I aroused? I'm just trying to
you
take a shit.
You shouldn't be getting aroused.
That's what I'm saying. I know
you
I shouldn't
are,
be. But it's like a little bit like my ass is getting...
But
tingled,
but that's okay. We're in a
nice.
Different time now. It's 2018. You can experiment. This is, you know what happened? Here's
it's
what happened.
Not about
in 2014, a little podcast called Guys We Fucked came about.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Changed the landscape.
It changed the landscape for sexuality amongst human beings.
And
okay?
for humor, really,
yeah.
frankly.
Humor and sexuality, they've really melded into one.
Yeah.
Sex and jokes, they're the same thing, really. And you don't need, as a comedian, just realize when you're getting butt fucked by my toilet, you're kind of telling a joke.
Well, let me ask you this. I got a bidet question because I had a bidet in my last apartment and I was unsure of the etiquette. If I bidet my ass and they had a dryer thing, do I then do a final wipe with paper or no?
I take two sheets of toilet paper.
Okay.
I fold it and I pat it like it's my mouth. Like I'm just a polite...
A little
dibby dabby.
Just around the assholes.
Insurance.
Just
little insurance.
Yeah.
Because you got a little bit of wetness still there.
Yeah.
The dryer. Look, we used to have Tushy as a sponsor on this podcast and on the network. And I got to be honest with you. Garbage.
What's Tushy?
We're never going to have it back. Tushy's like the affordable bidet that you could buy for like $100 and just attach it to your cold ass toilet.
No.
Fuck that. Doggy, what we got now. Shannon, what's the brand of bidet we have? Do you know it? Can we find out and pull it up? Pull up maybe a commercial for it.
Harrington's running to check.
Let me say this, though, if I may interject, Brendan. I know you're saying it might be sexual. That's the thing is, to me, it is 100% sexual.
Yeah.
But am I trying to come into a podcast all horned up? You know, that's the thing. Am I trying to come to the real ass dude? fucking with a half a boner, trying to, you know, getting a little
you
sexual.
Gotta come.
You know what I mean?
That's the thing. You gotta come when you're sitting on it. If you don't come, you're gonna come into here all fucking full of crazy wackiness.
See, I'm like the Hulk. My problem is,
you're always coming.
I'm always coming.
Okay.
I'm always a little bit of coming. Okay. You know? You gotta be.
I'm not a edging. Huge Hulk guy.
Yeah.
But is the Hulk always coming?
Yes, that's his big problem.
You never saw that movie? That's what he says.
He's always like, I'm always coming, buddy.
He turns to Iron Man and he goes, that's my secret.
I'm always coming. Yeah, it's always a little bit of cum on his pants.
Yeah.
It's always, but not like a wave, just like a
slight drip, a drip.
Enough that you often have to
months,
is that a gas leak?
The first 6 months or so, it was awesome. He was just like, this is great. Yeah. And after about 6 months, it started to get him frustrated. And that's when he became the Hulk. So he's fighting the frustration of always coming. Because if you're always coming, it's kind of like you're never coming. Think about it.
It's exactly like you're never
right?
All of a sudden,
if, without evil, there'd be no good.
And then when you're not coming, you are coming.
Wow.
See, that's the life you want to be living at. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm not coming. Yeah.
It's like a male porn star. They don't care about fucking anymore. They fuck too much.
No, that's not true. They care about love.
Yeah. Yeah.
They care about, like, a man looking him in the eyes and being like, I don't care that you're destroyed inside.
Right.
I don't care that you're diseased and that you're obviously nobody cares about you. I care about you. And that is a porn star coming. The way you make a porn star come is a love.
You love them.
Yeah. So this is the commercial for our bidet that we purchased. I was inspired by Joe Rogan. You know, we also the other day we discussed this as well. Joe Rogan hit us up. He had his producer compliment us about our pop-ups and asked us where we got them and wanted some information about the company that made them for us. So me and Rogan, we're sort of, you know,
boys.
We inspire each other.
Yeah,
you're close. Yeah.
You know, you share things.
It's not even a big deal. You know, what we do is I give him a little, he gives me a little. I've given a little more, to be honest, but that's okay.
I mean, you're a giver.
Yeah, I am a giver. So so he inspired me to buy this because he had an amazing bidet at his studio. So this is the one we got. This is the one that Ralph decided on.
If I can just, before it even starts, if I saw this guy's face walk into the casting room, I'd say, yeah, that's a bidet commercial. Yeah.
Dave Smith, you're hired.
That's a bidet commercial face if I've ever seen it.
It really does look like Dave Smith. It's got a little chunky.
It's like a nerdier Dave Smith, I feel like.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's like an egg that shops at the Gap.
Couldn't keep my dumper clean. Then I tried water. It changed everything. It's perfect for your junk in the trunk. And gentle enough for your precious booty. It even works on your undercarriage. Water can clean anything. Your buns. Hey, honey. Your cakes. Where the sun don't shine. Your balloon knot.
Give me a cocktail, all right?
That's my fanny!
Hey, pal. What your mama gave you? Thanks, Mom. Your back door. Your porridge storage, of course. Don't forget your salt shaker. Your brownie box. Your south of the equator crater. Your full moon. And this too. Also, your tail feathers. Your honker.
The Toto washlet. Okay, so that's the one. I like the commercial. It was cute.
Great commercial. Two references I was confused by.
Oh, go for it.
Which ones?
Your salt shaker?
Never heard of salt shaker.
Never heard of salt
What's
shaker.
What's that? He's just talking about your ass?
My butthole.
These are all your butthole things. These are all butthole.
Your balls. I think your balls.
Your salt shaker. Yeah, it was
Oh, wait, you know, technically it's your pussy too, right?
Salt shaker? Your pussy?
No, it's from a song. Shake Your Salt Shaker. I have, Harrington has it.
Pull it up. Pull up the song. I want to hear this because this is crazy. Black people, you know.
This is what I do in my apartment.
This is why Starbucks had a problem with black people because the analogies they come up with sometimes, you're like, I can't handle this.
Shake your shit.
Dun 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 dun. Oh, this is terrible. I don't like it. I don't like it. Chicks out there. All right, stop the fucking song.
At some point, you've ran through so many analogies for ass that it's as a rapper.
Do we have any more? What are some more? More words for asshole.
Brown eye.
Mm. Yeah, they didn't use brown eye. That would have been a good one. Is that song Brown Eye Girl about anal sex?
I don't think so, but it should be.
Girl, I'm gonna make you sweat.
sweat no more.
And when you can't sweat no more, we're going to push it. Push it, push it.
Is that about anal sex? That's what Kim told me.
I'm thinking of a total different song.
What song are you thinking about? Brown Eyed Girl?
Is that called?
No, that's called Big Brown Eye.
Yeah, because I'm thinking of Van Morrison.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Looking in your big brown eye. Right? Is that what it is?
I don't know that that's what that is.
Is that about, find out if that's about anal sex.
Push it some more.
La 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 long. La 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 long 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 long. Big Brown Eye. Let's see. Enjoyed as a child. Let's see. What does it say? Waterfalls. Keep on going. Find Big Brown Eye and then let me know.
You know what's a good asshole analogy, I think? What? Call it the dark web.
Oh, that's fun.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you gotta go in there. You gotta go in deep.
Going in the dark web?
Yeah, yeah.
Go in the dark web.
I like it. Bob Marley, looking in your big brown eyes. Okay, I understand those are the lyrics, but... Is confirmed that this is about anal sex. We can listen to it. I don't mind. I like that song. I think about Jamaica almost every day of my life now. I've been to Jamaica twice, and really does make me miss it.
Yeah,
I got to go back after this fight. I gotta take a trip back.
I've been watching you.
Lally lally long.
And this is just playing like on the resort everywhere.
This is Bob Marley.
Yeah, I guess. Is this confirmed that it's about anal sex, Shannon? Find out. It's a good tune.
What
I'm trying to dig into these lyrics and see if it's anal sex.
Yeah, both the lyrics at the same time.
Man, tongue gets tied, emotions running wild. That's ass related.
Mm-hmm. I or eyes?
I think it says I.
I mean, I think he said eyes. If it's I, it's clearly a b-hole.
Oh, it's big
make
brown
you
eyes.
Sweat. Make you sweat. Do you sweat when you have anal sex?
Well, she sweats. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to get it in.
I sweat too much during sex.
Yeah, me too. I feel so bad.
I feel so bad. I won't, like, I'll get to the point of sweating where I'm like, I'm going to fuck you from behind because if I'm on top of you, gross. It's going to go in your mouth.
What happens? The sweat, the beads start to go on top of the head, right? And then they start to all pour. Yeah. And when you're in missionary position, this is a fucking semi-fat guy thing, right? Because everyone in here, I can tell everyone here has had their fats and they're in shapes, right?
We all swing up and down. I mean, Greg... I was going to say something, but I'm not going to.
What are we going to do? Round two, Brendan.
No, never
mind. Strike two. I'm giving you a strike.
No, go ahead.
Strike two. You're going to call me fat, you fucker.
When you're on top of her, all the beads of sweat start to fucking pile up on top of your head, and then they all go around the dome.
Yeah.
And they all come down your nose, and then they start to drip down your nose, but it becomes... There's a point where it's just running water.
Mm-hmm.
There's a point where it's just a straight up stream where if I almost feel like I'm going to, you know how they say like a drip of water will eventually burrow a hole in a rock? I feel like I'm going to do that to her forehead.
You don't know how long
sweat.
Are you fucking? You don't know how good this makes me feel because I felt so alone in this issue for so long to know that there's other people that are having this constant sweat pour. Where you're just like, I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you.
And it's hot when a chick sweats. I don't know what it is. When a chick is sweaty, it's hot. But for me, when I'm sweaty and my thighs and ass are fucking sticky, there's nothing...
Mm-hmm.
I'm sexy for the first 38 seconds of sex. The first 38 seconds you give me, I'm fucking like pushing. I'll really give you good. And then what happens is I start to get sweaty, so then I start to get self-conscious. Then I'm like, all right, calm down, Lewis.
Right.
Bring the heart rate down.
Right.
Now I'm trying to get my heart rate at 60% of max capacity. That's not sexy. Mm. So now I'm losing my boner. Now I'm getting self-conscious about losing my boner and sweating in her eyes.
Yeah.
Now she's like, what are you, impotent? Is it me? And you're like, no, I'm just fat and sweaty and I'm fucking thinking about shit now. And now that's it. You ruined your chance for the hottest girl on earth.
I've fully switched over to a system of fucking real good for as long as I can. And then being like, same thing happens. Get in my head, all that shit.
Yeah.
And then switching over to being like, all right, I'm going to. Let me jerk off while I watch you play with your pussy.
Oh, you do that
fun. I
just
like that.
Full switch over to that where it's like, I'm not going to come fucking you because I'm in my head now.
Yeah.
I'm all over the place. I'm going to watch me jerk off and that'll be good.
I got to share a tale when you're done.
Go ahead.
I love that.
I am done.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did I ever have this move? I had a girl. She was giving me this hand job one time. I don't know why I was saying with this. Give me a hand job. Middle of it, she goes, oh, and then goes, oh. And then stops, and I went, wait, did I come? And she was like,
she tried to trick you.
She like took a towel and like wiped her hands. And I was like, yo, I don't think I came. And she was like fucking faking the cum. And I was like, all right, I guess I did. And then I was like,
she faked your orgasm?
She faked my orgasm. I think she was tired of doing the strokey.
That's a genius move.
That's a genius fucking move.
You know what she did? She gaslit you.
She gaslit your cum, dog.
I had a Hasidic girl jerking me off all the time. Just looking out the window the whole time.
Oh, really?
During the day. And I go, we gotta stop.
Yeah,
this is not. I'm not. I don't know what's happening.
Why did you end up hooking up with a Hasidic girl?
She was. It was.
Hot. That's. I'm into Jewish chicks in general. There's something about like Hasidic girl. She's not supposed to be doing this at all. There's like her touching your dick is like that's like, you know, poison to her fucking religious hands.
She had run away and she knew a friend of mine and she was staying at my house, my apartment when I lived in Park Slope, and we got friendly and I was like, you can sleep on the couch, like, and she was like, no, I'll sleep
unless you jerk me off.
And she was like, no, I'll sleep in your, no, in fact, I said, I'll sleep on the couch, you can sleep in the bed. And she was like, no, let's both sleep in the bed. And I was like, oh, this is great. She was hot, skinny, really, really hot. Yeah. And but then she just,
was she still wearing her Hasid garb?
No,
she's fucking Brooklyn hipster now.
Yeah, but like,
you can still tell though.
But yeah, because it was like Brooklyn hipster that doesn't know how to be a Brooklyn hipster because she's been Hasid for her whole life.
Oh, it's great.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like just a like looked like maybe like a Eastern European girl that was trying to do a Brooklyn look.
I
know,
like
just
it. Okay,
everything
good.
Was off. You know,
it's just broken.
And she just so she immediately comes into my room, immediately takes off all her clothes. No kissing, nothing. Gets in the bed.
Like, this is how we do it.
Just,
step one: take off the clothes.
Just starts jerking me off, and like so, it went on for like 4 minutes, and I was like, it doesn't seem like you like this.
Have a great time.
I don't not. You know, like we gotta stop. You're looking out the window.
Yeah, yeah.
So we put it.
But maybe she likes. Maybe she's like a dog, you know, where it's like she just likes to like to look out the window, you know. Like these are the two things I enjoy: jerking people off and the planes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't want to fuck a dog either. So
that's you're wrong.
Yeah.
And that's where you've always been wrong.
Have you ever had a girl cry after sex?
Yeah, of course. Right.
Of course.
No, I haven't.
Really?
No.
Why not?
What do you mean? What is she crying about?
Me? She just had sex with me.
Shannon, have you ever cried after sex?
No, I feel like if it was like a lovemaking thing, maybe I might like get a little watery eyed because it's so beautiful.
Ugh, but that's disgusting.
But I won't let him see it.
Oh. So, no, I've had a girl cry. I had a girl, I think, cry one time after sex. But it was the same girl who would pretend to be 6 years old and like want me to buy her toys and things. I didn't play that game. I wouldn't do it, right?
Wouldn't buy her toys?
This girl was a hot like 19-year-old girl. And she would be like, she wanted to role play like her being like a child, not like 13.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Google like, Gaga type bullshit.
Straight up. Like, ugh. I want a Barbie. Will you please go on? Like,
weird.
She'd have guys buy her toys and send them to her and like Play-Doh and Barbie castles and like weird fucking shit. And this bitch was a little bit wacky and yeah, she cried after sex the first time I fucked her. But now kind of thinking back, I think her whole thing was, I'm going to be a wacky chick. But
yeah,
I'm
going
to
fuck
these guys. I'm going to like, because I talked to a few guys that fuck this chick. And she played these games like with a lot of dudes. And I think it was just kind of, it would turn her on, whatever it is, to sort of have this control to like freak dudes out.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, but yeah, she was this chick was so fucking hot.
Yeah.
But she's such a fucking whack job that it just wasn't worth it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm totally non-judgmental. Like, do whatever you're into as long as
it's
legal.
Well, you download the Guys We Fucked podcast.
Yeah.
Of course.
But if you're into role-playing a 6-year-old, I think there's some issues.
Yeah, she was probably fucked as a child.
Yeah.
Well, she's got some issues, but it's still okay.
You know, it's okay.
I'm not into it.
Yeah, right.
Because it would turn me off.
Yeah, it turns you off. It's a weird thing, though, because you're turned on physically by this girl, and then she's doing this thing where you're like, please stop.
Yeah.
Just please stop doing this.
Yeah.
You know, and she's like, you know, she like wanted you to like teach her how to like give oral sex. Like, it was like fucking, that part was kind of hot. But
next thing you know, you're just a babysitter. You're just taking this girl to the park.
You know what? She was actually a child. There was a 19-year-old girl.
Man, are we moving on? I got a story.
Yeah, tell us.
You know,
you like little stories. Sorry,
I like a little one. I met this guy. I was working with this chick. She was super hot, and then she was moving back to her hometown, And she was like, we were like kind of fucking with each other a little bit, making out a little bit. We have sex. We're done. She starts crying. And I was like, what happened? And she goes, well, you know, I was a virgin.
No.
And I was like, boy. I didn't know that. And she was like, I was supposed to
be. Got blood all over his face. Like a war chief. What? You're a virgin? Yeah. No way.
She took off a ring. On the ring was a key on it that was for being born, like she was born again Christian. So the whole thing was she was supposed to take it off after she got married. It was like an abstinence type ring thing. Yeah, then...
See, this is just hot. All this is just hot. Yeah.
The, no the virgin part wasn't hot to me, but the... Because that seems like a lot of trouble for you.
Yeah.
But the born again is getting me going.
But how is the virgin part trouble? And I want you to continue the story, but, you know, it is just sex. If a girl says, fuck it, I'm going to fuck this guy, you know, and then you take her virginity. I've taken a couple of V-chips in my life.
Too. I have too, and I think it's the attachment that scares me a little bit. Like, they become overly attached.
They're not attaching themselves. So I think sometimes they just go, fuck it, I'm going to just do it.
Right.
It's been too long, whatever it is.
Right.
You know, I think Greg also, you know, he's not a physically appealing person. So I think when she decided to have sex with him, you know, it wasn't his comedy album. It wasn't his physicality.
Well, I wasn't a comedian at the time. It was all looks.
This was all personality. Like, no. So I think you made her feel comfortable.
It was, you know what it was? This was back when you were rollerblading.
Yes.
Yes.
It was all your rollerblading skills.
Oh my God, this guy can hit a half. Yeah.
This guy
a shifty royale that pussy.
This guy just did a 180 down six steps, and I am dripping wet.
Oh that is God. Not a hard did he trick. Just do, did he that just is do a, not hard at all.
Did he just do a shifty McTwist? I'm gonna cream all over myself. I don't care that I'm a virgin. Take this ring, Greg. Fuck me.
Yeah. So she takes the ring off, and then I find out that she was whatever. Also, she was dating a guy before. Like literally, they broke up. That's why she had to move back, because she was living with this guy. She's like, move back to Ohio. She was with this guy for like 6 years and she was a virgin. They were virgins for God the whole time. They broke up 2 days later. We had sex.
That's like on that guy. That what poor, a fucking dork.
I think he was also like religious, but also fuck, you know, whatever.
She was probably getting fucked in the ass. I knew a girl that would take in the ass a bunch.
Yeah.
By like multiple dudes. She had let him fuck in the ass. She was a virgin. That was her whole thing. Yeah. She was like, yeah, I'm saving myself. And she would just let dudes pump it in her butt.
A lot of people think that's ridiculous, but that is what God believes in.
Yeah, I know.
God says, you know, it, leave the pussy alone, but the ass is fine. Yeah,
well, that's the truth. God doesn't really hang out in the dark web.
No.
Yeah.
God's, that's not, he's like, you know what? Yeah. That's not my place.
It's not for me.
You got to really think about that. Like, if God's going to be anywhere, right? He's going to probably be everywhere but inside of your asshole. So this is where you can hide all your dark secrets. Yeah. You
in
can
your dark web.
In the dark web.
Yeah, do you know that there's those religious people who die virgins to give themselves to God? Which is like such a crazy thing. It's like what you think God is. You're just going to have sex with God? You should go up and you're going to be...
I bet you God fucks everyone.
Yeah.
I bet you God, like the initiation, like God is like a like old Russian mafia member. Like he just comes in and just fucks you before you get into heaven.
Yeah, welcome here. This is
welcome. You go to the pearly gates. They give you like your white robes. You're like, this is incredible. This is heaven. It's like before you go in, though, you're
going
to have to spend an hour with God. And God has a huge dick. There's no way God doesn't have
the biggest.
Fucking
bigger than everyone's.
Veiny... painful cock.
Yeah, it's probably got buttons on it and stuff to do different features. You know, he's God. He created the thing.
St. Peter is just like
a whizzler.
Is just like around. A stage manager at a fucking Guns N' Roses concert where he's like, I'll get you backstage, but you got to suck my dick.
Yeah.
You can meet Axel, but you're sucking my dick first.
Yeah.
I'm Lenny. I weigh 320 pounds. I move the amps around.
Hey, you can meet the G-Man.
Can you imagine Me Too stories from the turn of the century in heaven? Yeah. Just like, but it was a different time, you know? Who knew? Who knew? Everyone was sucking God's dick back in the 1600s. All right, we have some stories. I always love when it turns into the show moves away from my notes because that means that we're having a good show today. We have a couple things to get into today. We have to. Okay. Number one, Shannon, what are we up against?
Hold on. I have to find the year. 1974, President Nixon announced that he was going to resign. There wasn't a lot of great stuff today.
That's not anything.
A history.
We already beat it. We already beat it with fucking Greg's announcing of a special.
What's up against mean? We're
that means that's the biggest thing in history that's happened on today's date. So we have to
up that.
So we got to do something bigger than that. Oh, that's fun.
It's just nothing great.
Beat history.
It's August 8th.
Yeah, that's today.
Yeah, there's nothing going on today. That's fine. It's all good. Also apparently, International Cat Day, which that's fine. People that like cats are they're a strange breed, and you know, I'm not
anti-cat.
That's
not my persona. I'm a dog man.
I grew up with cats, and I don't like them.
I
like the individual cats we've had, but yeah. Having grown up with cats, I don't want any cats in my house when I have my own place.
Why not?
I find them kind of dirty. And, you know, we kept it clean and stuff, but they still shed.
Oh, no,
they still shed. Clean. They're still shitting in a box. It's I just don't want them around.
I like anything that shits in a box.
Shit box. Another good name for the asshole.
Yeah, shit box is good.
The shit box. They should use that one in the commercial.
Yeah.
A good cat I like, though. A good cat, like if he'll come over to you and you can pet him, he's not biting you, fine. But that's like 1 in 10.
I don't know if cats are like out there biting and fucking you up. I think you're right. I think there's something about them being a little bit dirty.
Yeah.
You know, even the cleanest cat, you have a shit and piss filled box in your home.
Right.
You know, and you have to, what's the upside of that? This fucking little creature that's fucking pushing its head into you. Who gives a shit? Shannon, do you like cats?
That's my cat.
That's your cat, yeah, Shannon. You're a cat lover?
Yeah, I have two cats. Little guy and Jax. That's little guy.
No, he's a cute cat, but it's just like, they're in the best case scenario, if a good cat rubs itself on you too much. That's the best thing that could happen with a cat is you get a lot of cat hair on you.
Right.
Best case scenario.
Now you can apparently teach a cat to use the bathroom. You can teach a cat to use
the
toilet.
Can you use the bidet?
I don't know if it could use the bidet. Probably get too sexualized.
Freak it out. Yeah. Get too horny.
But there's a I don't know, Shannon, maybe you can look this up. There's a famous jazz musician who put out an album that was like jazz music behind him teaching you how to train your cat to use the shitter.
You know what's ironic? What?
Yeah, it's really strange.
I want you to pull that up. But I had a friend who fucked his cat. When we were kids.
Fucked his cat?
Like in front of people. He thought it was like funny. Like it was a gag. Oh, like he would do. He was like 12 or 13.
Yeah.
Guess what his name was?
Cat Williams?
Cat Stevens?
What was his name?
Frankie Felines.
Frankie?
I swear to God, his name was Anthony DeVito. I'm not even lying. It was a different Anthony DeVito.
Oh, that's funny.
But you guys on your podcast, Red Dudecast, Anthony DeVito is another funny comic, and he's the third member of your podcast. And I just remembered that just now. That my Anthony friend used to DeVito fuck his cat. His name was Anthony DeVito.
I bet that guy gave birth to a person, and it is our Anthony DeVito, because he looks like a fucking cat.
He does.
That guy's half cat.
I also love that your friend was like, no, this is a gag, guys. But it's like, no, clearly you want to fuck a cat.
Yeah, he
like,
wants to fuck
a gag.
Cat.
You're into bestiality.
Well, the only time you're going to come about that gag is when you're experimenting fucking a cat, and you're going like, you know what, this didn't start out as a gag. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Because look, at the point where you're calling your friends over, you got to give the kid the benefit of the doubt, okay?
Right, yeah.
You're calling your friends over and being like, guys, check this out. I'm fucking this cat. How hilarious is this? And number one, we all laughed. He wasn't wrong. We all laughed a lot. It brought us a lot of entertainment to this day. Uh-huh. We still laugh about it. And, you know, number two, I mean, he's not bringing people in. He wasn't like, hey guys, come fuck this cat with me. Come watch me. I'm getting turned on by it. His perspective was, this is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, how'd the cat react?
Maybe
the cat wasn't into it. Maybe he was. I don't know.
I don't know how the cat reacted. She just kind of like lied there. She just kind of took it. She acted like, you know,
she's been down that road a few times before.
She acted like this wasn't the first time. She acted like, you know what? This is going to end quicker if I just lie here and I don't fight.
I don't even know. Like, I've never even seen a cat's pussy. Like, I don't even know how you find pull it. How
I know
you
where
fuck
it is.
A cat.
Pull up a cat's
pussy. I know where it is, but I've never seen it.
I don't know where
it
is.
It's covered. I've never, you don't.
A pussy's pussy?
On their belly?
It looks like kind of like a paw, right? Does it look like a fifth paw just hanging out on the back of their ass?
I don't know.
Because like any cat, I just got to take your word for whether it's a boy or a girl. Because I've never seen a cat's dick or pussy.
Well, cats have particularly small dicks. This is the cat's pussy.
Oh, boy. Wow, this is a great podcast that I'm on.
Shani, I feel like you get a more open one.
I don't want to see a more open one.
Do we have a more gaped cat's pussy?
Now, hold on. Go back to that white one. Because that one was not... That wasn't... That's not wholly unattractive.
I'll say this. If it was a human cat that could speak to me and could agree to sex, get a little fun with that. You know, they're fluffy. You get in the, you know, get in there. They probably got those ears.
Let's see. That's the vulva, and that's the anus. It's easy.
My dick's not fitting in there.
No.
That's way too big. Come on, we have good times here, huh?
Yeah.
We enjoy ourselves here on the real.
Yeah. So
I tried to fuck a cat, but I kept falling out. Dick's too small.
Dick's too small, pal. I tried, but dick's too small.
My balls just kept on slipping inside of my cat. Yeah. It's fucked up. Bestiality's wrong. But you know, I'm not gonna sit there and hate on the guy. He was a kid. You know, Patrice said that. It's like every joke starts from the first place or the same place. You know, who knows? Whether it's funny or not, it's the attempt at humor. So am I going to sit here and say Anthony DeVito, don't fuck that cat?
Not our Anthony DeVito. Just got to keep saying that. Other Anthony DeVito.
Anthony DeVito. If I tell him to not fuck that cat,
yeah,
then I'm not going to have the right to do my nigger jokes. Okay?
Whoa.
And that's that.
Yeah, I guess. You can't. You got to do jokes or jokes.
You know?
I guess.
That's that.
I don't know what. We knew this guy growing up who he would do this thing. He'd go, hey, you guys got to check out this joke. It's hilarious. Then he would pull his pants down and he shit on the school. He just shit in the school playground.
That's not a bad joke.
That's a good
and
joke.
And I go, I mean, but you got to watch him shit. Like if he went, look, I shit on the school, I'd laugh. But watching him pull his pants down going, hey! And you're like, all right, like this is taking too long. The punch, yeah. The setup is too long on the shit on the school grounds bit.
There is something funny. It's just about the timing. Like
timing on the shit. Yeah.
Shitting is gross. But if somebody were to time it correctly and they were to shit in their hands and smack it onto the fucking center of the table, even if it's gross, there's a way to do it that's funny.
Yeah.
I think so. We had a mad urinal shitter on the loose.
Oh
at
yeah,
our high school.
I love that.
And
guy.
That was fun because that's like that
and
takes.
He was
some,
just shitting in urinals.
He was just shitting in urinals.
So
that takes
funny.
Balls to just go and shit in a urinal.
Yeah.
Regardless of who comes in, you're out there. You're just out there. Just out there taking
because
a shit.
Because it's almost like when you know when you like have you almost been caught jerking off before?
Every day by every friend.
I've been caught.
I've been caught plenty of times, right? But what happens is you're jerking off, right? And then the move is when you get caught, somebody walks in the room, you sit up and you pull the blanket up.
Yeah.
And then you act like, oh, my knee was all fucking. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. Hey, oh, I'm just getting up at this exact moment.
Right.
It's a weird little mummy thing I do. I don't know, you scared me.
Right.
There's no, it's obvious you're jerking off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Greg, what are you sleeping with boots on?
Yeah.
Great.
There's no way about this.
Yeah.
So, but when you're shitting in a urinal, there's no jumping into action to pretend to be doing
something
else.
No, what's your move?
Else.
You just turn around and you're still shitting.
You're just shitting into the air.
I'm taking a piss, but I accidentally shit with my pants down.
My pants fell down and I started shitting while I was pissing. Yeah. This is bizarre.
Yeah. That's the thing too, man. Like the janitor in a high school, he's got a deal.
I know.
And he's paid so little. I used to think they were like heroes when I was little. Like I was like, oh, this is like he's an adult. He's like, no, this is a guy who just his life is over, kind of. And then he has to deal with all the kids that shit in the urinals, all the kids that are throwing up, all the blood, everything.
Well, I had a friend who was a teacher who later told me they teach you, especially for like elementary school kids and middle school kids, like shitting in the urinal is kind of common and it's a sign of, it's oftentimes a sign of sexual abuse at home.
Oh boy.
Which is...
Really?
Seems to be a kind of a stretch.
She's
like
a jump, yeah.
That's what she said.
Wait, who said this?
A friend of mine that's a teacher. They taught her that.
Look that up. What is the site? I want to know what the psychology is behind that. If somebody's shitting in a urinal, because here I'm thinking it's just a hilarious gag, right? But this kid,
right?
This kid is trying to turn his pain into something funny. Obviously, but he's being fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you think that? What would you think the reason is? The relevance of fecal soiling as an indicator of child sexual abuse.
Whoa.
Fecal soiling.
It's
too small to read. You got to pull it up. You got to make it a little bigger, guys.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about urinals.
Yeah, this isn't urinals.
I mean, it's like this is just like pooping your pants, though, right?
It's just shitting their pants. It's because their assholes are so stretched out, they can't. Oh, they don't have the muscles to hold the shit in their bodies.
Jesus Christ.
That seems like it's not even as far of a stretch. Like, just pretty easy to understand.
But also, I think, you know, they're just nervous all the time.
This kid keeps on just shitting himself every day.
Yeah.
What's going on? I have no elasticity in my asshole anymore.
Yeah,
I can't hold it in.
Fucked by an adult every night.
It's got a huge
10.
My asshole's this big.
Yeah.
It's just falling out of me. If I eat a fucking grilled cheese sandwich,
comes out, you could eat it again.
Yeah.
It's just still a sandwich.
Yeah. So that makes sense. That's kind of sad. I've never done anything. I've never really shit anywhere where I wasn't supposed to shit. One time I shit on an island, Like, it's not even a real island. It's a little island on this thing called Peck's Pond in Rockland County. Uh-huh. And it was Peck's Pond. They've really made it nice at this point. I wonder what it looks like now. I wonder if you could look up Peck's Pond now. Because when I look up Peck's Pond, Rockland County, and when I was a kid, it was just kind of like overrun with, like, there was like this little fucking island. You had to like climb out into these branches to get to. And people, mm-hmm. like kids would like hang out on it and throw rocks at turtles and shit. Is that Peck's Pond?
It's a nice looking pond.
Look at that. There we go.
Yeah, all right.
It's a nice pond. Oh, I like
so,
that.
So here, let me see if there's a picture of the gazebo. This was where the actual island was.
You just swim out to it?
No, you had to like walk on like this little thing. But either way, they had a gazebo on it. I tripped acid there once, got naked.
What?
But years before, when it was before it was like built, yeah, that's a gazebo. Before it was built, no, that's just a Rockland County gazebo. That's just a company that does.
You just see Lewis in the background shitting in the gazebo.
I'll go ahead and say you could have just said gazebo, and I would have had a great image in my head.
Yeah,
we didn't.
That's okay. She's doing good. They're adding visuals to the whole thing. Yeah. So, yeah, I one time I remember I had to take a shit really, really, really badly when I was a kid, and I just said fuck it, and I just pulled my pants and I shit there, and then I used my socks to wipe.
Oh yeah,
and I just threw the socks.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, that's good. Sock is the first thing to go. If you come in your pants, you shit in your pants.
What?
Sock.
If you come in your pants.
Yeah, if I come in my pants, I wipe it with a sock. Right? Because socks, you go no sock before I go no underwear.
I just feel like if you come in your pants, it sort of took care of itself already. You came into cloth.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I got no problem coming in my pants.
Also, when like just out and about.
What? When what?
When shitting in your pants is like an emergency.
Yeah, yeah,
you
have
to shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You shit. You couldn't hold it. You shit your pants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The coming in your pants. Are you talking about a strip club? Or are you talking about you're walking around?
He's always coming.
I'm always coming.
We decided this earlier.
Continual changing
so
of.
So then what are you doing with the socks? You're always coming.
Sometimes
you should have developed a system by now.
I'm too stupid for that.
Ziploc bags or something.
Yeah, man. I wear a Doritos bag around my dick.
All right, gents, let's take a moment and talk about dime bags. Love the dime bags, okay? It's the greatest backpack for pot smokers or really anybody who needs a backpack. You know, you don't necessarily need to be a weed head to enjoy a beautiful, beautiful dime bag. They've got a ton of quality, stylish backpacks in a wide variety of sizes that I personally recommend. If you're a person that occasionally smokes herbal products, here's why I recommend using dime bags. They have a secret stash pocket where you can hide your weed. They come with a smell-proof pouch you can keep your herb in. If you grab their Omerta line, which is what I have, I use it for my gym bag. They're 100% smell-proof. They have like a double zipper thing. It's designed so you can't smell anything. You go to the gym, a lot of jiu-jitsu gyms, people smoke weed. You don't want to be the guy that fucking everyone's giving us side eyes to because you got weed sticking up your bag and sticking up the locker room. So I bring it to the gym. I always have a little bit of weed on me, so I love this bag. The bags are made out of hemp and recycled polyester, making the backpacks both extremely durable and eco-friendly. Their bags have detachable patches so you can keep it discreet or customize it with 70 other patches. And they have padded bags so you can take your bong on a hike anywhere you decide to go. Dimebags.com is the website. Dimebags.com, DIMEBAGS.com is the website. So right now go to dimebags.com or click the link in the episode description and use the promo code RAP. You save 15% off your first order. So once again, that is dimebags.com and use the promo code RAP. Save 15%. Grab a dime bag. That's a great gift. Great for your girlfriend. Great for your uncle. Great for your cousin, your enemy, your best friend, your boss, your employee, your interns, your producer. Name Shannon. Shannon, how bad do you want a dime bag?
So bad.
I know you do. You know what, Shannon? Guess what?
You gonna give me one?
I'm gonna get you a dime bag.
Thank you.
Look how excited she is, guys. Dimebags.com is a website. Promo code RAP. Let's get back into it. All right. Let's talk about this really quick. Oh, you know what? Fuck it. Let's do some scam, Shannon. It's time for another edition of Scam That Jew. Let's do
it. I'm a very desperate man, and I live with my mother.
Scam that Jew.
What is this? Wait, you're just going to flow into a segment called Scam That Jew and there's not going to be a...
Yeah, we have a segment called Scam That Jew where our fans write in scams that they've pulled off in the past and we share them. This is inspired
I love scams.
Greg.
You know it.
Greg.
Uh-huh.
It's inspired by you.
That's very nice to hear.
Greg was the originator of Scam That Jew. He told the first scam ever that made me go, this needs to be a segment, a TV show, whatever. And that scam was, I'll give you the quick version of it, is if you go to a busy place like Shake Shack, and it's got to be a super busy place like afternoon, you go up, you order a double cheeseburger. And when you go to pick it up, like 10 minutes later, because it's crazy, you say, oh, no, I ordered two cheeseburgers. And they were like, oh shit, they must have misheard you. And what they do is they're just going to give you the two cheeseburgers you ordered and
now you have the double cheeseburger.
They're going to like, just keep it. Who gives a shit?
Right.
And then you sell this. It's
a good scam. We don't have to sell it.
Yeah. It's a solid scam. And that was, it started an entire revolution of scamming. And when we say scam that Jew, it's scam that comma Jew, meaning that we are the Jews and we're pro
the proverbial Jew.
We're pro-Israel podcast.
Can I tell you a scam? This is not so much a scam. This is what I've taught Greg because we both eat a lot.
He's also a con man,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and this is a big, this is not a scam. This is on the up and up, but it's very important. If you go to Chipotle and you ever get a burrito bowl at Chipotle?
Of course.
If you want double meat in your burrito bowl, I always want double meat.
Who doesn't want double meat?
You don't say double meat.
Protein is a building block of muscle.
Yeah, you don't say double meat. Because then they're going to give you two skimps. They're going to give you two skimpy scoops. You say, I want a chicken burrito bowl. They put the chicken in. Then you got to say, you know what? Let me make it double meat. You wait till they put the first level in because you get way more every time. If you say double meat right away, they put two scoops in, but it's two skimpy scoops.
That's it. You go, you know what? Hey, you go all the way, you go to paper, but you know what? I decided I want some more meat.
Yeah, to make it a double.
Give me some fucking more meat.
Yeah.
You know what I do? I don't even do that. I have a better scam.
Okay.
When they put in the meat, I shame them.
Yeah, that's
good,
too. And
I go, what are you fucking... I was like, dude, really? Imagine I'm your cousin. Is that how much you would give to your cousin right now? And then
that's good,
they're
too.
They're Hispanic almost 99% of the time, and they start thinking about their cousin and familia. Mm. Hispanic people, that's their emotional trigger. You gotta look for emotional triggers with people. You start talking about their family, right? And be like, yo, would you give your cousin that much? They're like, yo, pa, you're right. And then they go...
Right.
Yeah. Throw some more in.
Let me add to that. Let me double entendre all that. You say, give me some beef.
No, I don't think that's what entendre means. Nope. But go ahead.
Let me double meat that.
Yeah.
I go, I'll take the steak. Right, but you say it kind of weird. Then when they put the steak on, you go, man, I said chicken. Right? And then he's going to go, well, don't throw it away. Just put the chicken on top. Yeah, and seriously. I will not pay for it.
That's smart, actually. Be like, no, that's steak. Like, look, fine. I mean, I guess. You're going to pick out all that steak and put it back in the thing? That seems like it's dangerous.
Yeah. Just put the chicken.
Just put the chicken on top, stupid. I'll deal with the steak. Fine. I'll deal with your stupidity. Yeah.
And then you come back.
Let me speak to the manager. I don't want to pay for any of this.
Yeah. Then you come back
with
his
chicken job.
In your hand. You go, I don't want to return this chicken for cash only. Yeah.
All right,
what do we got?
We have some scams that they send it in.
I have one for you.
I love it. Wait one second. Tell me in a second. Also, can you pull up the Scam That Jew t-shirt that they could win as well? There's the only way to win the Scam That Jew t-shirt is by submitting a winning Scam That Jew scam. So, Greg, by the way, you get a Scam That Jew t-shirt because you inspired everything.
Yeah. Oh,
so
great. I'll wear that.
Show Greg that Scam That Jew t-shirt. And there's only five of these in the world that people own.
Really?
Yeah, right? Shannon, something like that? Four or five?
Yeah, maybe like six.
Did you send them out?
Yep, they went out.
That's good. Awesome.
Good. Sorry, yeah, so pull that up.
I'm scrolling through your Instagram to find it. Give me one sec.
It's okay. You can do that while we read the first scam. How about that? Have Harrington find it on the Instagram. You can read the first scam in the meantime. Me. What?
He's not here at the moment.
Harrington's a loser.
When you get time, ask me about my Apple Watch.
I will ask.
All right, when we have some time.
Was that a watch joke?
No, it's a...
When you have some time?
Oh, that's the best joke I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, that's right.
I love those.
I like when you make a joke by accident.
No, I love those. I love when we have time, ask me my watch.
Thanks, Harrington. Thanks. So, what happened? Do we have a scam?
Yep.
Let's see. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. The first one is from Ryan. Walmart will let you return items up to $25 for cash, even if you don't have the receipt. You can pick up a $22 item. You get back the tax you paid off the shelf and go return it to customer service for some quick and easy profit.
So basically $25, you go pick up a fucking steak knife for $20. You say, hey, I bought this. You don't even need the receipt and they're just going to give you the cash back.
Yeah.
Solid scam.
Here's how you double down on that scam.
So hold on. You're making the tax? I don't understand. You're making, because they do a scan how much it costs. But you're making the tax?
No, they give you cash back for anything under $25.
Right, but what?
Without a receipt.
Oh, so you just pick it up in the store, never buy it, and take it over there.
You could also just go to any supermarket, find a receipt on the floor, and then pick off
all those things.
The most expensive item on that thing.
Yeah.
And if you guys remember Supermarket Sweep from when we were kids, diapers.
Diapers,
right.
Huge.
Right.
Diapers, huge.
Hey,
huge.
Let's say that you've got a thing that's over $25. What you do then is you return that for an even exchange for multiple things under $25. Then you return all those $25 things for the cash.
Wait, say this again.
So if you have an item that's over $100 and they're not going to give you the cash, you return it, right, for an even exchange of multiple items that are under $25 and then return those for the cash.
Now, with that even exchange receipt, now are you sure?
You don't need the receipt. Throw the receipt away because they're doing it no receipt for cash.
But technically, you don't even need to do that because you don't need to go the process of returning the $100 item because you can just take those items off the shelves and walk over to the return desk.
And then you've still got your $100 item.
Well, I'm saying if you have a $100 item and you want cash, the way to get the cash is to return it.
I'm saying you could forego the $100. But this guy's saying is you can forget the whole $100 item part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Walk into a store, grab three things off the shelf that are under $25 each, and just walk up and return them.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's true. But I'm saying the $100 item thing is, let's say someone gives you a gift that you don't like.
Okay.
Or you just stole something, and you go, fuck, this was not $125. That's how you get the cash.
Right. So someone told me this recently, or I saw it somewhere. I can't remember where, but another similar scam is you take stuff off the floor, right? You go up, you try and return
You know
it.
My move. This is my move.
I don't know where
I know exactly where you're going.
You try and return it. They go, you can't return this you can't return this without a receipt.
Fine,
you
I'm
go,
leaving.
You go, yep. Fine, just put it in a bag for me.
That's
and walk out.
My rollerblade scam. Yeah. That's how I got rollerblades in high school.
Yeah.
I brought the rollerblades to the return desk and I went, I'll return these. They go, where's your receipt? I said, well then fuck you, man.
Yeah.
And I skated right out of there.
Yeah, like receipt, hold on, I'll go get it. Let me put my blades on.
Yeah, totally. Man. I should have been something
I would
else.
Like to return this computer and printer. Where's your receipt? Hold on, I'll be right back.
Fuck. My bitch wife forgot to give it to me.
Throwing that detail for believing. That cunt Sharon fucked me over.
You gotta always give them a compliment too as you're in the process of scamming, right? So you get their mind off of the scam for a second.
Yeah, like
you ask them a question about their day.
Mm.
Just really throw them off for a second. Make them on your side. Mm-hmm. If the Hispanic person mentions something about their cousin, just mention something about their family. Like, hey, I bet your family's doing nice today. It's like, yeah, they are,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See?
Yeah, see.
Yeah, but see, that works for you. For me and Greg, if I say to a Hispanic guy, I bet your family's doing well today, a lot of times I think the answer is going to be, what did you say?
What did you say, Greg?
What did you say?
Cut your fucking face, white boy. Shannon, give me another scam. What else we got? That one's decent. It is just stealing, though.
Okay, before we do that, we do have the picture if you want to see
the scam. Look, scam that, and then look at the back.
It's a nose. Oh, my God.
It's a big nose.
Oh, my God.
So that's the only way, Greg, you get one. Greg, you are entitled to tell Shannon to send it to you. Give her your address before you get out of here. She'll get you a scan. That's your shirt.
Oh, thanks. No, I'm excited. I'll wear it. I got a nose. People just think it's my nose.
It's a fucking big old fucking honker. Honkerooski. All right. Give me another one, Shannon.
Okay. The next one is from Trent. The person complains to PayPal that what you sent them is broken, or they say it's not exactly what you claimed it was in your eBay auction. PayPal immediately freezes the money in your account equal to the amount of the auction in question. Then they tell the person to send you your item back to you with tracking. Once the item is delivered to you, the money is unfrozen, only to be taken from your account and given back to the buyer. No big deal. Just sell the item to someone else. Wrong. If you're selling some kind of authentic designer item like a Coach purse, you get back a cheap fake, or you get back a smashed up broken replica of what you sent. This happened to me recently with a Bose stereo system in excellent condition that I rarely use. I paid $2,600 for it and sold it to a guy for $1,000. He complained to PayPal that it was broken, sent me back an empty envelope with a tracking code. He was supposed to send me back the stereo. When PayPal's system saw that the Bose stereo, really an empty envelope, was delivered back to me, they gave him $1,000 that he paid for my stereo.
So he just, he just did the return scam on you.
So he's,
I've done
can
that.
I tell the
Not
problem?
To those people, you do it to the
I
store.
Don't know how the two of you followed that.
I followed it.
I was out within one sentence.
It was, a little
lost.
Confusing.
Yeah.
You know, so, long story short, if you were to buy something from somebody from eBay, right? This is a person to person, okay? Mm-hmm. Basically, they do PayPal payments. And what they're saying is you can say it was fucked up. Then what eBay says is, we'll return it to the sender. Once you return it, okay, we're going to give you the money back.
Yeah.
And they just do it by tracking code. So basically, you can send them an empty envelope just with a tracking number. Once they get that, the money goes back into your account. The problem is, number one, everything is all like social media driven now. So it's like your eBay account's going to get fucked.
Right.
You can only do that one or two times. And how much worth it is that? And then number two, I mean, there's like a civil lawsuit there. Like if that guy wants to go through the process of taking you to court.
Yeah.
Or if, he got scammed. So this is, he gave up. But he could have tracked this guy down, taken him to court. It's a pain in the ass. And the guy could technically ignore it and it's just not, it's not necessarily great. That's not a solid scam.
I don't like a scam just against another dude.
Of course.
Trying to live his life. You know what I mean? Scam a store.
Walmart.
Scam Target. Scam Chipotle.
But I will say,
just some dude trying to live.
We are all in this fucking world, right? And the rules are sort of like fake, right? There's these silly little rules. Kind of like one of that. That's an unspoken rule of like, oh yeah, steal from a big corporation, not a person, right?
Yeah.
I also feel like if somebody rips me off, it's my responsibility to not be ripped off. You know what I'm saying? Now, there's laws in place. Like, you know, the next step, if somebody steals my computer, you know, I can go to the cops and I can have them arrested. And I would do that. But if they get away with it in a weird way, like, I'm just kind of going like, I fucked up. I left the gray area there for them to take advantage of me. So I don't really.
But there's always someone better. There's always someone who will have a better scam than you that's going to get away with it.
Of course.
But the truth is, it's like, it's going to hurt your, like, it's going to, you're going to be upset. So don't hurt other people. When you're stealing from stores, no one's getting hurt.
Yeah.
No one's, they got money. They're fucking loaded.
Typically, I agree with you. I'm not discounting somebody that's scamming another human being, okay?
What do you mean discounting them?
I'm not saying that they can't win the scam that you shirt, because who knows? You know, if it's a good enough scam, it's a good enough scam, I'm not going to sit here and tell him he can't win the shirt, but you know.
There is a level of personal responsibility to not getting scammed.
Yeah, like, you don't want to be scammed.
Whenever I see those videos of where that people bust like fake jujitsu teachers or like fake karate teachers, like, I'm kind of on the side of the teacher, even though that's fucked up and it's an honor system and all this. I'm kind of like, yeah, they're just running a scam. If their students are dumb enough not to go online and realize like, oh, this guy is bogus.
Just do your due diligence.
Yeah. Like if their students are so dumb that they can't tell this guy who says he's a black belt doesn't know how to do an arm bar or is doing some bullshit, that's on them kind of. I don't know how I feel about like real black belts rolling into his dojo and being like challenging him to roll and calling him out on YouTube. Like, it's kind of like, I don't know, he's running a scam. Leave him alone.
I don't want to check everything though. Yeah, it's like, I got to check every t-shirt company.
Yeah, but you should know if you're paying money to go learn a martial art, you should look at that a little bit and be like, this guy's clearly an idiot.
Yeah, but there's a
personal responsibility to not get scammed as well. And this is all the part about being a part of the Scam That You Revolution.
Yeah.
Is like, you can be scammed as well. You need to sort of let your fucking nose always be in the air, always be detecting.
And to know these scams exist to watch out for yourself.
Exactly. Sure. You might be working at a fucking burger shop one day and Greg Stone rolls in and you go, you know what? Scam that Jew. And if you catch somebody doing a scam that Jew, check this out. This is another rule. If you catch somebody doing a scam that Jew and you're working or an employee at a place and they're trying to scam you and you call them out on it on video and send me that video, scam that Jew t-shirt for you.
I love that. That's great.
What about if a guy gets a video, sends you a video of them pulling off a good scam?
Scam that Jew t-shirt.
In the scam the Jew t-shirt. What happens
then?
They're wearing the t-shirt and they're doing a scam.
They get 10% of Gas Digital.
The whole company.
That's fucking crazy. That just blew my mind. I didn't even know that was possible. That's nuts.
Yeah, that's great.
Give me another scam. We gotta. There can be better, Shannon. I know there's more out there. There's better scams.
To that last one though, it's a good scam to do to a Walmart. What you do is, if you have something that you have that's broken and the 30-day policy is already over, what you do is you go, oh, you just buy the new one and then put your broken one in the new box and go, hey, I bought this. It's broken. And that's how you get shit on a much longer return policy.
Good, Shannon. There's better than that even. Let's go.
Okay.
I'm just trying to help the people.
This is from Anthony. If you're going to
Anthony DeVito. Fuck the cat.
If you're going to a concert with friends or a theme park or water park with your kid and don't want to pay the crazy venue or park prices for food, you can bring your own food to the venue. When security asks you about it, just say you eat kosher or your child has very specific dietary restrictions. It's much easier to let you through with your food than to call a manager or attempt to have you prove anything. And you wind up saving a fortune on expensive food or park prices. Blah, blah.
That's just embarrassing.
Yeah, those things that make me mad, like those people who fake service dogs and shit. It's like, oh, you're just doing this.
I don't believe service dogs are even a real thing. I believe every service dog I ever see is fake. Mm. Every time. Every fucking time. I'm like, dude, I know what you're trying to do, you fucking pothead. You're trying to hang out with your dog in this store.
Yeah, in this
That's point. All that we know what's going on, dude. You want to get your fucking stupid dog. How is a Chihuahua a service dog? The fuck out of here.
They say they calm them or something. I don't know. If you're blind, I guess it's fine.
That's stupid, though. It's like emotional, like, you know.
Well, now it's just a known way of getting a dog on a plane. So yeah, now it's just like everyone does it.
Where it's $250
like,
bucks.
Yeah.
For the vest.
Yeah. Everyone does it. And it's like, I mean, I guess I don't blame if you got to take your dog somewhere, because if you put it in the downstairs of the plane, it dies half the time. They literally kill your dog half the time.
There's a 50% chance yeah, we're going to kill this thing. Yeah. I mean, immediately. We're going to choke it out.
Yeah.
Look at this. I got this right here. Sir, USA service dog registration package, two ID cards, the vest, a certificate, $80.
$80? That's nothing. I'm going to get one for myself so I can get on planes for free.
Dougie, you don't even fucking need to do it. And who's going to check? Who would ever go through the process of fucking checking?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, what is the first step on even checking? If you work at a fucking, you know, a Gap,
mm-hmm.
right? And somebody yeah. walks in with a dog. They don't train you. It's like, well, this is what you have to do. You have to call the National Service Dog Registry and look up his ID number. It's like, get the fuck out. All right, go in with your stupid dog.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And not only that, like for an airplane, like I can make a bomb out of a dog easier than I can make it out of shampoo.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like I'll fucking blow up a dog.
Yeah.
No problem.
You train the dog to attack the pilot.
Yeah,
that's a scam. Right? Scam that.
Yeah.
You get on a plane, teach a dog to attack a pilot. I'll send you a scam that shirt.
Scam that you.
Scam that you. This guy took down a 747. He's
that's
dead.
A smart idea.
Yeah.
Man. I don't trust dogs. I don't trust people with service dogs. They're all liars.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, what I don't like, I love dogs. I'm a big dog
guy.
Me too.
I love dogs.
What I don't like is the culture now of bringing your dog inside everywhere. Yeah. Your dog doesn't want to come inside.
No.
You don't need to bring your dog into the coffee shop. You don't need to bring your dog into the fucking store. It doesn't like it in there. There's too many people and it's a dog.
Yeah,
leave
dog
it outside.
Your dog wants to be playing with other dogs.
Yeah.
Your dog wants to be at a park. Your dog doesn't want to fucking be sipping a latte with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the heat. What happened to your dog? You had a dog.
Oh, my God. Forgot about it.
Your little Jack Russell.
Oh, my God. 3 years ago, I was outside of a baby at home. Sport.
I haven't heard about sport in a while.
Sport. My son's mother took him, and she adopted him officially. For a while, she was just throwing it in my face that she was taking care of my dog.
Yeah.
Because after we broke up, I moved into a place where I couldn't have a dog.
Oh.
And then she fell in love with him, and she was like, "Well, now he's my dog."
Great. I love good.
And I was like, "Cool. He's got a good home. My son's got a good home. Everybody's happy."
Just scam. You just scam
them. Scam that bee.
Scam that ex-wife.
Yeah. 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 Give me another scam. We got a couple more. There's two more at least.
There's more. They're not great.
Give me a good one, Shannon. We don't have to give away a shirt if they're not good.
Okay, but you still want to hear it?
I want
to
hear one. Give me one.
All right. This is from Diego. You never have to pay to
pretend you're an MMA coach and train Luis Shea Gomez. Yeah. This idiot will believe anything.
You never have to pay to watch a movie in the theaters again doing this. All you need is your phone and internet data on it.
Whoa.
Hold on. Shannon, this starts out pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Hold on, Shannon. The expectations here are pretty high now because that's a solid scam. You never have to pay for a movie again. Lofty goal here. I love it.
All right. Show up to the movie theater right when the movie you want to watch is about to start. Simply,
I do that anyway. Go ahead.
Simply walk by the ticket usher into the theater. They usually won't do anything because they're just teenagers who get paid minimum wage. If they do happen to stop you, just say your significant other is already inside and has your ticket stub. Most movie theaters these days are reserved seating and you can book your seat online. Now with your phone, go to the movie theater website, check on their seating map to see which seats are taken. Take any available seat you got. You got yourself a free movie. Movie theater employees hate conflict and will never question you too hard.
No, terrible scam.
This doesn't work at all.
Terrible scam. You're
what
arguing
the data
with a person.
Do
you need data on your
data
phone?
What?
Just show the seating chart. I don't.
So you take a non-empty seat, but that doesn't make sense. I can use my eyes.
Yeah.
I can just look where there's no one in the seat.
Yeah.
Terrible scam.
Well, the trick with that, when everyone knows, is you go in, you get two stubs, you get one stub, you come back out, you do the two stub deal. You know,
yeah,
you can get
an entire
movies
crew in, 10 people in, you buy two fucking tickets, two people walk in, one person walks out with two subs, bring it back to the other guy. That person goes to the bathroom, two subs, bring it to the other guy. You keep on passing that fucking stub, 10 people easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
But this guy's scam, it's a little boring, but I will say, this is like true social engineering. This is like catch me if you can shit. The guy who can talk his way into anything.
Yes,
like if you're good at that,
that's fine.
That's a good scam.
Yes, it's a great scam. Here's a problem. I'm great at those types of things.
Yeah.
I would do that in a heartbeat. If I really wanted to see a movie, boom.
Yeah.
I'll go in. I was connected with the scene in Look Who's Talking To, where John Travolta brought the kids to the movies and he fucking pretended the kid dropped the popcorn. He's grabbed a thing out of the garbage. And he was like, oh, my kid dropped the popcorn and they gave it to him. And he did all these little scams. And I kind of connected with that character. I didn't dislike that character. No. I thought that character was a good fucking dude.
Yeah.
He was doing the best he could, and he said, forget the rules of society. Like, I'm playing a game, and it's my job to get what I fucking want in this world. And I feel like, you know, I take influence from that in general. Fuck the rules, right? excuse me. I'm good at that type of stuff. I can walk in. Another great scam, which we've discussed many times on this show, is take a screen order Starbucks on your phone one time, just like a latte, right? And take a screenshot of when it says ready, and then walk into any other Starbucks and say, "Oh yeah, did my mobile order come up?" And they go, "No, we didn't get it." And you'd be like, "Look, I have it right here." And they go, "Oh, you ordered it for West 69th." They just see the wrong the wrong store. You go like, "Oh shit." And then they go, hang tight.
What am I, a monster?
No, what you have to do is you have to act a little bit. Sometimes they go, then you have to go, you're like, is there a way to change the score on the app?
I'm so cold.
You have to act a little bit, though, sometimes and say, like, oh, is there a way to change? Can I somehow cancel this one and put it here? You know you can't because you've done this a hundred times.
You know.
Yeah. So there's a little acting there, and I don't mind that, but I think the winning scams are always ones where you don't really have to...
Anyone can do them.
It's foolproof.
So I don't mean to cut you off, but yeah.
No, yeah, that's it.
Let me say this. There's two aspects, right? One aspect we never look at. One is the can you act aspect. I like the pure physicality one, which is for the movies is you just run as fast as you can. Just sprint past that thing and know that they're going to either have to run past you. They're not going to look. I'm not fucking chasing after that guy. You fucking sprint, you make a right, and then you just throw yourself down the floor in the theater.
Yeah.
No one's looking for you.
Well, we've talked about this on the Rad Dudecast. I love a scam where it's almost like you didn't even have to do a scam. You just love scams. Like gypsies, like Irish gypsies, travelers, they do this scam. There's a lot of them in North Carolina for whatever reason, but they do this scam where they'll come by your house and they'll have a... They'll say, listen, we did the asphalt of the driveway of a guy down your street. We've got a little bit left. We've got just enough left in our tank for the day, and it's still early. We could do your driveway for real cheap because we just don't want to go back with the asphalt left in our tank. They do your driveway. The next time it rains, it's black paint, mixed with water. Right. But we talked about this on the Rad Dudecast. The funny part is, like, how much more expensive is it to get tar?
Yeah.
Like, you just want to be a scam. Like, you could be a legitimate driveway man.
You're doing like, all the work.
Yeah, it's like, it's a little more expensive, but you've done all the work.
Something about just pulling it off, though. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. I completely understand that.
Yeah, the heat of the passion.
Because there's just some times where you just want to play the game.
Yeah.
You want to see what you can get away with.
Right.
I'm trying to think of things that I do that I just don't need to, but I'm like, I'm just going to do that for the sake of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I do that way more often than I should.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just stupid things. If it's eating something in a store, it doesn't matter if I have the money or not. Like, I'm just going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do it every time. Like, anytime I go to Best Market in my neighborhood at 117th Street, I'm eating a soup.
A soup is a bold item, too.
Sit down,
I thought you were talking about, like, grapes. Souping
I'm
it.
Straight up grabbing a large soup.
Brings his own spoon.
Yeah.
Where's your free soup, please?
Yeah.
No, I sip it out of the cup as I walk around. I can't justify. When I don't want soup, I do it.
Yeah.
On a hot day where it's not a soup weather, I'm like, dude, I'm taking a soup.
I'm taking a soup.
I'm not going to not eat this soup every time there's a soup available.
Yeah.
And it's delicious soup. It's fucking excellent. You know, so there's no reason for it.
Right.
There's no reason. I just feel like because I can, I have to every single time.
Yeah.
You know? And nothing else, Shannon? Nothing else good? Because we'll wrap it up. We'll wrap Shannon that you up.
You know, the other ones are just kind of jokey ones.
Okay. Well, all right, guys, look, if you want to send your scams to ScamThatJew, it's ScamThatJew@gmail.com until they shut that one down. And we're going to keep on reading them. The best scams, the best scam of the week, we'll get a free Scam That Jew t-shirt, but you got to get it more creative than that. You know, some of the winners in the past have been fucking really, really, really good. So make sure you guys are picking it up.
Have you ever had a Scam That Jew write in where you're like, dude, this is felony robbery.
Yeah, I got to call the police.
What you've just admitted to is you're just talking about a jewel heist.
Yeah. There's a kidnapping involved in this.
No, 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 not that bad. They kind of get it. They know. Yeah. And I protect the fans. I would never rat them out. Right. Snitches get stitches. Right. Yeah, okay, yeah, Brendan Aaron. It's the Red Dude Cast. The Real Life Podcast. You got a
little internet cafe going on outside the studio.
Yeah, we have people working outside the whole time. We don't fuck around. You remember what happened at Santa Monica Labs? I saw Santa Monica Labs and I was like, this isn't right.
Mm.
This isn't the way to do this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I said, let me fucking turn it on its head and turn it into a fucking real deal thing.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's doing podcast networks the way that I do it.
No.
Okay.
Not, I'll be honest, not many people are doing podcast networks.
No, they're like seven.
It's like, yeah.
Seven people in the world.
Yeah.
And nobody's doing it like we're doing.
No.
All right? I will tell you the truth. I expected something nice when I came here because I know you. I know how you do things. And I was still surprised.
Yeah.
This is nicer. The waiting room, the bathroom, the little outdoor area.
Yeah.
This is nicer than anyone would expect.
Can we explain our last podcast network? Where are they?
What network were you on?
We're not going to say the name of the network, but I will say that we was a studio. They go, hey, where's our studio? They put us into a conference room, maybe for 500 people, and gave us three wireless mics.
Three wireless mics, no producer, no headphones, and just go ahead. And the guy fucking walked away. And we're just around a conference table, me, Greg, and Anthony, each of us sitting 30 feet apart.
Yeah. It was like the room that Bruce Wayne falls asleep in when they're like, yeah, Bruce Wayne's not a good CEO.
Yeah.
That's what the room was.
What, so hold on, what network was this? I need to hear this.
We did.
You can say it. It doesn't matter. It's you know, it's not shitting on the network. It's, you know, it was shitting on that setup that day. You don't have to say it.
I'll tell you off air.
I'm looking it up to try to just call it out myself.
Well, no, because we weren't even officially, like, I don't think we were on. I don't know if it was even a network or just a studio space. It was very confusing.
It was a network.
They confused the shit out of us.
The whole thing was a weird.
They did nothing for us. We're back recording in Greg's bedroom. It's not on par with what you've got here.
Yeah, there's no bed here, I'll say. There's no bed to sleep on.
Well, actually, that couch out there is a pullout.
Well,
you haven't seen the office as a merch facility, which is right next door.
Who is a merch facility?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's great. This is
we ain't fucking around. Yeah, we
no spiders here.
I did see what other people were doing with their networks, their studios, and then me and Ralph, we decided that we were going to build something that was just a little bit better in every capacity. And that really is, like, it's not just knocking other people. It's just, you know, when people walk in here, when they sit at this table, I want them to touch it and I want them to go like, oh shit, this is special. I want them to, you know, these little pop up boxes pop up and they go like, oh shit, like. There's something about that you feel as if when you're sitting in a nice space, forget the podcast network, right? When you're driving a nice car, think about the nicest car you've ever driven in your life. You're sitting, you know, I'm driven since I was like 19, like legally anyway. But when you drive a fucking like a BMW or like a really, I mean, I haven't even driven a BMW. I drove like a Volkswagen Passat and I was like, yes,
yeah, nice.
I'm in heaven. but like a really fucking nice car, you want to spend more time in the car. You'll take the longer route. You feel better. You feel like you're a better person. You know, when I go to Equinox, which is a really expensive, nice gym, I want to spend more time there. I feel better than the people outside of the walls of that Equinox. I really do.
Yeah.
I there's something about having something that's very nice. When you're wearing nice workout clothes,
yeah,
you work out a little harder. Yeah. It's fucking weird, right? So when people come into this space, as soon as they walk into the courtyard, they go like, oh shit, this is fucking beautiful. They walk into the studio, they go like, wow, everything is really nice. The details are really, really nice. When you touch the furniture and you go into the bathroom, like everything, there's nothing cheap quality here, and everything should sort of have that wow factor. And the reason is because we have a team of, you know, not only podcasters and entertainers, but we have a team of like 30 or 40 producers, you know, fucking interns, other staff members, sales guys. There's this huge network of people. When they come in, you want them to want to be here, you know. And I think that when you go into certain fucking areas, you know, you're like, god damn it, this just, it just sucks and it's depressing. And you know I've been to certain studios or certain things where you're like, you just go to the gym, right? You think about the difference between going to like a
Planet
shit
Fitness.
Gym like Planet Fitness
close.
You're like, god damn, dude. Like, this is bad. Like,
yeah.
This makes me, it doesn't make me want to be here.
When you don't have any money, I think a lot of people don't realize, like, like rich people, like, every part of their life is better.
Best.
Like, because they're getting nice. They, like, when you're, you make excuses when you don't have money, where you're like, ah, what's the difference between Equinox and Crunch? But it's like, no, there's a huge fucking difference, man. It's way better. Like, what's the difference between a Civic and a BMW? Like, huge difference.
Huge difference. Yeah. I know one book, they're both going to get you there.
Yeah.
One of them, you're going to enjoy getting there more. Right. And enjoying getting there is a big part of it, right?
Right.
So if you're enjoying training, right? Like this morning, I fucking got up and ran these stairs and I just wasn't into it. It was 9 a.m. I stayed up late last night playing Fortnite like an idiot. And then I fucking woke up early this morning, my alarm went off, and I wasn't enjoying it. The training this morning, I got there, I still went there, but it wasn't enjoyable. And then there's certain days where you're just like, whatever it is, dude, you fucking hit us into a zone and you're psychologically there and you're into it and you're keyed in. And you're like, dude, I'm fucking loving this. And you'll go twice as long, twice as hard. And that's with any aspect of life. So when we built this studio, you know, me and Ralph, we spent a lot of time figuring out the little details, everything from the sound to the lighting to the video to the furniture. We had an interior designer come in. I had her go to Equinox and I said, I love the way this place feels. If you go into this area right here, it kind of feels like the furniture and the feel and the color and the tones of like a high end. It feels high end, you know? And we took a lot of influence there. So you got to fake it till you make it sometimes. You know, I'm not rich by any means, you know, but I do go to a really nice gym. I have a really, really nice studio. I have these nice things. You know, I'd hope to, in the next couple of years, buy a really nice home. And I think that those things, they all just kind of feed that motivation. And once you have it, it's easy to slum it. You're sleeping on a friend's couch. You got five roommates. You go, ah, dude, I'm fucking living this life. It is what it is. Why do you need all this other stuff? But once you have certain things and you go like, fuck, dude, I don't want to go back.
But that's the thing with being poor, right? Everyone's always like, pull yourself up from your bootstraps. It's like, yeah, well, when you're making $20 a fucking week and you're eating McDonald's, none of that feeds into being able to wake up earlier and work fucking harder.
Yeah.
It's way harder to work shit off as a poor person.
Yeah.
That's why when you get these little wins, those little nice things, they fucking help. And it all starts pushing you to being a better whatever it is you want to do.
Of course.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, and I think, look, it takes a certain type of person to, this is why it's difficult to jump social classes, right? People stay poor, people stay middle class, people stay rich. And I think it's because, you know, I think people are just sort of, we're designed to be comfortable. And I think comfort on the higher level or the lower level, anytime you're challenging your level of comfort and you're going like, let me go outside of my, you know, even bad habits, right? I do the same. I get into fucking situations where I'm, you know, lying to my girlfriends, or I'm fucking, I kind of go into these like, you know, patterns in my life. And I think it's because of comfort. I think it's a thing where I just get kind of comfortable being, you know, even anxious about getting caught in something.
Well, that does come from like, it's called like the cave theory, or it's like, as like a caveman, you're in a cave, they knowing to go for food, all of that, there's a certain amount of danger to it. So yes. There is a thing of like when you're sitting down, that's like, stay sitting down, stay where you are, because this is established as safe.
Yes. And even if you're poor, even if you're eating McDonald's making $20 a week, those chances, you feel like, fuck, dude, well, I'm not going to have that $20 a week if I take this chance, you know. But, you know, this show, not only do we celebrate the state of Israel, the white man, the accomplishments of the white man, the alt-right.
It's good to find that out at the end of the podcast.
No, it's, you know, it's what we do.
Incels? Are there incels?
All of our listeners are incels.
Great.
Good.
And, you know, look, I asked Richard Spencer to co-host the show with me. He hasn't gotten back to me yet, but we're really pushing, his narrative, you know, from the inside out, because I am brown, and I will tell you right now, I'm fighting for the rights of the white man. Mm. And
thank you. I want to thank you.
You should. There's nobody else doing that.
I do want to thank you for that.
There really is nobody else. So, all right, let's wrap Scam That Show, Shannon, and then we'll get into some questions, and then we'll wrap this one up. Scam That Show! Okay. Fuck it. Let's do Does It Live really quick. Because this was an interesting one, Shannon. I haven't even watched it yet, so we could all play Does It Live?
Oh, I don't know that I like this.
Does it live or does it die?
He's gonna watch it. Person get their head blown off.
Let's see what happens. So this is a person, a man versus a bull.
Oh my God.
So let's see. Where is this at? Probably Spain, right? Running with the bulls?
Yes.
Oh, nigga. Oh, look at those guys doing the happy bull dance. Oh shit, he's getting fucked in his ass by that bull.
They always go for the ass.
Doggy.
Don't turn, don't get dark web. Oh, he lives. He lives.
Does he live or does he die? So here's the thing. Can I tell you what I think? You think he lives?
Oh, definitely.
He got up and walked around, right?
Yeah.
You know, Greg, what do you think?
I refuse to watch a bull beat up a man, so I'm going to say he lived because I was too scared to watch.
You didn't watch it?
Yeah, I watched. It was great. I love it. It was my favorite.
The guy beat up the bull.
He beat up the bull?
Yeah, dude. He fucking stole Cold Stunner.
Bull died.
Bull's dead then.
It's a bull fight.
Yeah. I'm still reeling from, I did Legion of Skanks one time with you guys, and you got me super high. And then you watched me. You made me watch some, like, it was some video of like some kids on like a Ferris wheel, and the thing flew off, and everybody died, and it traumatized me.
Oh, really? Just that one? Come on!
I don't know where it was. Grow up. Watch
a man for once in your life and watch a child die.
We watched this thing called The Gauntlet. TheGauntlet.org. You guys gotta go look it up.
Yeah, I'll do that at home. Ooh. And I'll say how great it was.
25 videos, more, each one more hard to watch than the last one.
And what's the last? I know you went to the
number
last one.
Number 7 is a baby being cut in half by a fucking train. It's crazy. Doggy, it's fucking crazy. Jesus. And we made it hilarious.
I'm sure.
This is why Legion of Skanks is needed in the world, because we fucking...
What's going on? Someone said that you guys are getting some heat now.
No.
Some trouble.
I'm not getting into it. Some fucking open micer got mad at us, and then he posted something else. I didn't want to get into it. I don't even care anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it's not by the real...
Don't fucking cross me. If you're a comic... Dude, if you're a fucking regular person... And you hate us, fucking fine. Hate us, you know? If you're a comic coming out against other comics because their content, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck you, bitch. Yeah. Okay, especially if you're a comic that's out there. It's a guy who's, John Field, he's doing edgier jokes. He's talking about fucking chicks and fucking dead babies. And like, he's doing jokes that can be labeled as offensive to somebody easily.
Yeah.
So it's like, how the fuck are you going to point your finger at somebody? Because that's the line that you disagree with.
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid. So I have a real problem with comics trashing other comics. That's really what it is. So the only time you're going to hear me really kind of come out against that is when it's, because I feel like that's against the fucking rules.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that. You don't fucking do that. Not if you're trying to tell fucking jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why this guy will fucking, first of all, he'll never go beyond what he's doing. Right. I really know, because what happens is he's in a world of open micers, so he gets more of the, you know, we all do this for like this feeling of greatness, and you know, with Facebook and social media, it's very easy to feel great when people are liking your shit, right? So he's not going to comedy clubs and getting fans. He's not going out on the road and finding people to come out to his shows like I'm doing or you guys are doing, or building a podcast or building an audience, right? What he's doing is he'll go onto Facebook and post, oh, fucking, you know, Trump is an asshole, and like it. And then we're now coming to a time where a lot of these comics, you know, I say comics very loosely, they get more attention for stuff like that. So it's spilling over into the real world. So now they're kind of like, this guy's coming over. This isn't a fucking tweet, dude. You're literally writing to me and my producers to go fuck ourselves because you don't respect us and you don't want to come on our show now. You're kind of crossing a line. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're all, especially because I'm the fucking dude who'll fight for this guy's right to say whatever the fuck he wants to say. I'm the guy that he'll submit to my comedy festival next year. And as long as he has a funny tape, he doesn't have to pay. He'll just get in because I don't give a fuck what his political background is. Yeah, right. Yeah. So I think it's just fucked up. So that's all I'll say about it. I don't want to talk about the guy anymore. Fuck that guy.
I just wasn't sure what was going on.
Yeah. It's not a big deal. We're not getting into any trouble. We can't get in trouble. Somebody ever said you got in trouble for something you said on Legion of Skanks, I'd be like, are you fucking crazy?
Yeah.
And I would show them 100 other things that are way worse. Way worse.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So I'm going to say the man dies. I'll tell you why, Shannon. Because it didn't look that bad. It looked bad. It looked like it's not fun, right? But it was the type of thing where if we're playing the game of like, you know, it looks like that guy lived just right boy watching it. And I feel like it's not as interesting if he lives and the story's not as interesting. So I feel like he had to go to the hospital, died of his injuries like a day or two later. Shannon, does it live or does it die?
He lived.
Fuck you.
Here's the thing.
Fuck you. You're fucking fired. Never disagree with me again on my show.
Here's some facts I had coming into that clip.
You were that guy.
That was me. I got a horn up my ass. I loved it. Yeah. No, it's very, very rare. Almost never does anyone die at that running of the bulls.
Really?
Yeah, otherwise they'd shut it down.
I always wondered about
that. Yeah, no, it's for whatever reason, people get fucked up. They get gored, but the bulls usually go for your ass, which is, you know, chunky and fat. And
why do they go for your ass?
I don't really know, because that's kind of what's
gay.
At their level.
Bulls are
they're,
gay.
Yeah, they're gay. They go straight to the ass. They like to hang out at the dark web.
Yeah, you know? Let's see. 15 people. All right. A runner died of suffocation in one such pileup in 1977. Overall, since record keeping began in 1910, 15 people have been killed in the bull running of Pamplona.
Yeah, so that's not a lot.
Most of them due to being gored. To minimize the impact of injuries, every day 200 people collaborate in the medical attention. Okay, so 15 people ever. That's not that bad.
No.
Yeah, since 1910?
Yeah.
More people die probably at the beach every year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You know, of drowning in undertows. How many people die of drowning with undertows every year at the beach? Just simple beach going. Undertow drowning.
Well, it doesn't help that the guy in charge of the beach is just a bored teenager every time.
Yeah, from 2005 to 2014, there was an average of 3,536 fatal unintentional drownings, non-boat related, annually in the United States, about 10 deaths per day.
Wow.
332 people died each year from drowning and boating related incidents. Wow. 1 in 5 people who die from drowning are children 14 and younger. So yeah, dude, it is more dangerous to have a fucking beach kite flying session at the beach than to go running with the bulls. That is a fact.
Yeah, yeah. Fact.
Yeah.
It's a fact.
I was walking behind two teenagers in Brooklyn 2 days ago, and the one kid goes, you know, 45 people died at this intersection last year, which is clearly a lot. There's no intersection in the city where 45 people died. And the other kid does like the clear teenager move of pretending he already knew that. He just goes, yeah, man, I know.
Yeah. I think it was 47.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck are you talking? 45, once every 8 days, someone dies at this intersection and the city doesn't do anything about
it. Yeah, city's like, it's whatever.
Yeah, it's a dangerous intersection.
They should put up a sign.
Yeah.
All right, let's get some questions and we'll wrap this one up. Thank you so much for joining the conversation. You can join the conversation. Get you, and hit that music.
Give me a fucking answer.
You can join the conversation by following me on social media. Today's questions are going to be from Twitter. Also, make sure you follow the Red Dude Cast, Greg Stone _ and Earbud, EYREBUD, on Twitter as well. And download their fucking podcast, Red Dude Cast. These guys are real deal fucking funny. I'm having a great time with them. I know you guys are loving them as well. And DeVito's a monster as well. DeVito's so funny. He's been on the show before, so... make sure you support these guys. Go see them live. That's the most important thing, guys. We all do this because we love to fucking tell jokes at night. And that's it. You know, so all the podcasting, all the other shit, all the content we put out, we do it because we like to tell jokes at night. So please support these guys. Come and see them performing in your local town. And let them know you fucking saw them on the Real Ass Podcast. I got to come up with a Real Ass Podcast hand symbol. The skin can thing is fucking fire. But if we had some sort of Real Ass Podcast fucking gang thing, that'd be dope.
Yeah, we dope.
Yeah. You guys, if you can figure out some sort of Real Ass Podcast gang symbol with your hands, please send that to me as well.
Well, don't do them, Brendan, because it's very close to the Rad Dude Cast, so we have to come up with our own. So the first one you do
I'm
is
not
just
taking Lewis's idea. He had us on the show. I'm not going to
take that.
Scam one of those. Yeah. I don't know, something.
Scam that Puerto Rican.
Here we go.
We just start having a segment. Scam that Puerto Rican and just pulling a fast one on Lewis.
Let's see. All right, so... And also in the chat, if you guys are, I'll do a guest digital plug really quick. If you love the show, you should know that we have over 200 and how many episodes, Shannon?
288.
200, this is episode 288. 288 episodes available on demand, HD, whenever you want them. Going back years and years and years, old school fucking episodes from Stand Up New York Labs. Anytime you guys want to watch them, use the promo code RAP at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Get yourself a 14-day free trial. Pay $7 a month, get the entire platform. That means pre-release on all the episodes. That means the entire on-demand library, all the video versions of the show, ad-free episodes, uncensored episodes, the live chat, the message boards. Pre-release is the most important part. You get them 4 days before they go to iTunes. So everything I fucking say, you know, if we ever have to delete something or edit something, you get the fucking, you get the jump on it, baby boy. That happens all the time. So, yeah, here we go. Let's go. Let's see. Scolium says, tell me why I shouldn't cancel my Gas Digital subscription. Now that Roastmasters has been canned, I can watch all the other podcasts for free on YouTube. Yeah, I mean, I guess if that was the only reason you're subscribing was for Roastmasters, maybe, you know, it's time for you to move on.
Don't move on.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're not necessarily, it's not necessarily canned. Let me say this, okay? Yeah.
What happened with Roastmasters?
I'm no longer hosting the show. Look, I'm an original motherfucker, okay? I'm not doing a show that's not my show that the only upside is it's fucking running some roast battle show, right? We were, you know, we were sort of the in with Comedy Central. You know, they were coming directly to our pool of talent to book the show. And, you know, they did another season of the show. They didn't really have any of our guys on. I kind of feel like I'm here doing this. And I'm like, what am I fucking doing? Why am I a part of this thing that's not my thing anyway? Mm-hmm. And when there stopped being sort of that, that was the cool factor for me. Jeff Ross, Brian Moses present Roastmasters. You know, I had guys that were friends of mine. Guys like, yeah, I'd hit you guys up. Be like, hey, do you want to do it, dude? The TV show's coming back soon. That was part of the sell. And like, mm-hmm. hey, you can maybe get a credit out of this. And once that stopped being the case, then it's... And also, like, a lot of the guys that are doing it now are just kind of doing all the roast battle shows. It's not special. There's not as much, like... we don't have, like, our unique roster the same way we had. Like, I feel like the Comedy Fight Club guys are just doing all the roast battles now. So I just felt like it was time to move on for me. But I will say that we are in the process of maybe talking about having somebody else host it, still keeping it on Gas Digital. I understand there's a reason for the property. It's just, you know, for me personally, I have a lot going on and it just stopped being as much fun as I wanted it to be, you know? So, I'm going to be making an announcement about that shortly. You know, we're talking to a couple people, possibly keeping it on board, definitely not at the new venue, but maybe when the stand comes back, we can work that out. Let's see. Let's see.
I have a question while you're looking.
Go ahead.
Who engraved that? Who did the table for you guys? This is amazing.
J_Harmon Design. Actually designed the table. It was mine and Ralph's concept and design, with the pop-ups and you know, just sort of the shape and yeah. dimensions and kind of the functionality.
This inlay in the middle is it's great.
This guy's incredible. Nice J_Harmon Design is the one who did these tables, and these boxes are, I forget the name of the company, but these are all custom. They don't just come like this way. I mean, literally it has our logo on it. Has everything.
Let me take a look. Nice. That's why you can't steal nothing here.
No,
that's the problem.
Yeah,
I'll try to take stuff home, but it's got your logo on it.
Let's see. Anybody else? Shannon, do we have anything in the chat that's good?
Yeah, I have one. It's a kind of roast battle related.
Go ahead.
Hold on one sec. This is from a Real Ass Batman. If you had to put together a roast battle to sell the most pay-per-views, who do you pick? Two undercards and main event.
That's a terrible question, Shannon.
That's the only question so far.
I don't like it. Yeah, fuck it. Fuck your question, dog. Sorry. It wasn't good.
Oh, someone's asking, when are you going to have Tom Myers on the show?
I asked Tom Myers to come on the show. He'll come on. Tom wants to come on the show. I'll get him on.
Okay. Great voice, Shannon. Are you allowed to say that to someone in this day and age?
Yeah.
What are the rules on that?
I'm okay with it. Thank you.
Great voice.
This is from Web Boxing League. Says, why the fuck do your producers not care or know that the live stream has gone down 15 times during this episode? Completely fucking unwatchable.
This episode?
Yeah, that's what they say. Live stream has gone down 15 times?
I don't know about 15 times, but there's an internet issue, so it dropped a couple of times.
Can we not have an internet issue?
Ralph said it's Time Warner, that there's an issue, a larger issue with Time Warner. But he's working on it.
Okay. Well, we'll figure that out, guys. Look, this is the fucking show. We're wrapping this one up. Thank you so much, both of you guys, Brendan Ayer, Greg Stone. You guys are great.
Thank you, man.
Please listen to their podcast. You guys are awesome.
Oh, album recording, August 31st.
August 31st. Sorry. Come out to Greg Stone's album recording. What day of the week is that?
It's a Friday, 8 and 10 p.m.
Friday night, 8 and 10 p.m. That's fucking awesome, doggy.
Thanks, man.
That's awesome. Who's opening up?
List and DeVito.
Sick. Yeah. Fucking sick, dude.
The cat fucker, not the comic.
Yeah.
Anthony DeVito, cat fucker, is just going to bang.
Fucking cat.
He's going to have a threesome with Siamese twin cats on stage. It's going to be a pretty incredible show. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back on Friday with another episode of The Real Ass Morning Show. We love you guys. You're the shit. Thanks for listening. Keep kicking ass. Keep taking names. Keep on smoking that smoked motherfucking honey. Check you on Friday.
Peace.
That's all, folks.